My name is Tom Clendon, and I am an ACCA SBR online lecturer. And this edition of my podcast is looking at one particular accounting standard, a small one, ISA 10, events after the reporting period. Now, events after the reporting period can either be good or bad, favourable or unfavourable. But they have to occur between the end of the reporting period, so let's say that's 31st December, after the 31st of December, but before the date the financial statements are authorised for issue, are signed off by the directors, signed off by the auditors. And that may take several months. That may take until the end of March, beginning of April. So there's a whole series of events which are occurring in January and February, which we can regard as being after the reporting period, but before the accounts are signed off. Colloquially, they may be referred to as post-balance sheet events. Now, these events have to be categorized as being either adjusting or non-adjusting. You've got to remember that in January and February, the financial statements to the year end 31st December are still in draft. They can be changed. So if an event after the reporting period is deemed to be an adjusting event, it literally means that we change last year's reported profit. It literally means that we debit and credit the draft accounts, we actually adjust them. And it will be an adjusting event if that event gives further information about the conditions existing at the reporting date, about the conditions at 31st December. If it clarifies an estimate, if it gives us additional evidence as to what was happening at that date, we will then make an adjustment. Now, the truth is, the vast majority of events are non-adjusting. The vast majority of things that happen in January and February, the buying of goods, the paying of wages, have absolutely nothing to do with the conditions existing at the 31st of December. So they would be regarded as non-adjusting events. And as the name implies, you wouldn't make an adjustment. Let's have a look at four examples. Let's discuss four examples. And the first example of an event that's occurring after the reporting period, but before the accounts are finalised, before the accounts are signed off, is an issue of shares. So in the middle of January, the company makes a big issue of shares, receives a load of cash coming in. And we've got to think, would this be adjusting or non-adjusting? Well, it's only going to be adjusting if it's giving us additional evidence of conditions existing at the reporting date. And I don't think it does. Because these shares were issued in January, they didn't exist on the 31st of December. The cash came in the middle of January, not at the 31st of December. So it's a non-adjusting event. But look, this extra cash has transformed the gearing of the company. This extra issue of shares is a significant event. And so what we're going to do is make a disclosure in the notes. If in our judgment a non-adjusting event is significant, is material, such that users would want to know about it, we should make a disclosure in the notes. So just like if we were to buy a Saab or sell a Saab in the middle of January, we would make a disclosure in the notes, even though it was a non-adjusting event. To recap, issue shares in the middle of January, non-adjusting event. Secondly, middle of January, we learn that a customer who owes us money at the 31st of December at the reporting date has gone bust, has gone bankrupt. Yeah? And we've got to decide whether that's adjusting or non-adjusting, whether that's providing additional evidence of conditions existing at the year end or not. Now, we're owed money at the year end. We're having to make a judgment about provision for bad debts, about allowances, about impairment. But we now know that that debt is irrecoverable. We now know from the liquidator, from the receiver, that the customer has gone bust. There's no chance of any recoverability. And therefore, for me, that's a clarification of conditions existing at the reporting date. It's a bad debt. It must be written off. It's adjusting. Debit the expense, reduce the profit, yeah, reduce the asset, credit the receivable. To recap, learning that in the middle of January, one of your customers who owed you money at the reporting date has gone bust is an adjusting event. Third example. Let's imagine in the middle of January, there's a change in exchange rates. Now, why does that matter? Why does that event about exchange rates changing matter? Well, maybe we hold some cash in a foreign currency. Maybe we've got 10 million crams, yeah, in a cram bank account, and the exchange rate is 2. So when we translate our 10 million into our functional currency, we've got 5 million. Now, maybe in the middle of January, instead of the exchange rate being 2, which it was at the 31st of December, the exchange rate is now 10. So our 10 million, when it gets translated into our functional currency with the exchange rate of 10, is only 1. Now, that's a massive loss. That's a massive change in what's going on there. But is the change in the exchange rate in the middle of January, does that provide us with additional evidence of conditions existing at the reporting date? No. Because at the reporting date, the exchange rate was 2. So at the reporting date, the 10,000 crams, 10 million crams, was to be translated at 2. It's not providing additional evidence of conditions existing at the reporting date. And therefore, changes in exchange rates after the reporting period are non-adjusting events. They don't provide additional evidence of conditions existing at the reporting date. Now, our fourth and final example is going to revolve around the burning down of a factory in January. Yeah, this is an event that is after the reporting period. The middle of January, there's a fire, the factory burns down, there's no insurance, so clearly at some stage there's a loss. But would you still report the factory on the 31st of December's balance sheet? Is it adjusting? Is the fire an adjusting event or a non-adjusting event? Does it provide additional evidence of the condition of the asset at the reporting date? No, it doesn't. Because at the reporting date, the factory existed. If you get your hair cut in the middle of January, but you wanted to describe to the police, you wanted to describe what your hair was like on the 31st of December, you would still say you had long hair. So the fact that the hair is destroyed or the building is destroyed in the middle of January is a non-adjusting event. It doesn't provide additional evidence of conditions existing at the reporting date. Now, there is an exception to this. Hear me out. Imagine the fire destroyed the only factory. So instead of it being one of many factories, it was the company's only factory. And immediately above the factory was the administration offices. So the fire destroyed the admin offices and the factory and all of the inventory and all of the accounting records. And maybe even one or two of the staff, maybe all the staff. What's going through your head? Well, how can the business continue? If the business has got no factory, no admin, no inventory, no records, no staff, if the event is so catastrophic, even though it's a non-adjusting event, even if it's so catastrophic that it brings into question going concern and means the business is no longer a going concern, then it becomes an adjusting event. Because you cannot physically prepare financial statements on the going concern concept because that's been removed. Maybe that's a little bit more of an audit trick. Thank you for listening. We've been talking about ISA 10 events after the reporting period. They're either adjusting or non-adjusting. And the distinction is very, very important. They're only an adjusting event if they give additional evidence of further information about conditions at the reporting date. You then make a debit and a credit to the draft accounts. My name is Tom Clendon. I am an online ACCA SBR lecturer. This is one of a series of podcasts around accounting issues. If you want help in passing SBR, in passing your ACCA exams, please don't hesitate to find me on social media, to find me on LinkedIn, to find me on my website, to reach out to me, and I will help you with my courses, with my mocks, etc. I hope you have a nice day.